Welcome in, everybody, to That Movie Show.
That Movie Show.
The podcast edition.
Here the on podcast.
NewAgeInsiders.com. And of course, New Age Insider Bob. Go ahead, sing your song.
Star Wars.
I know you've been trying to get it out.
We're doing Star Wars. It's a new hope.
It is a new hope. Ever since 1984.
Yeah.
Even though the movie came out in 1977.
Yeah.
One of the first changes was the title.
Yeah. A New Hope.
And we'll get into many of the changes that have taken place since 1977 when it was released. But just because I know this show is going to go completely off the rails, let me get my OCD shit out of the way. Yes, we are covering Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. It was released May 25th, 1977. Oh, so
no.
Almost like this weekend.
Yeah, right.
We did not plan it that way.
No, we didn't. we were like, what do we want to do? And I looked over and I saw Star Wars.
2 weeks ago, you looked at the Blu-rays and was like, let's do Star Wars.
Yeah.
Let's see. It had a budget of $11 million, which is hilarious to this point.
Yep.
It came back with a box office of $775.4 million. Couldn't even crack a billion.
Wow.
Pussies.
Yeah, get your shit together, Star Wars.
Seriously, what is wrong with you? Obviously written and directed by George Lucas, starring Alec Guinness, Peter Cushing, Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, the voice of James Earl Jones, Peter Mayhew. Who else am I forgetting? Anthony Daniels.
Christopher Daniels,
the fallen angel.
Scorpio Sky.
Yeah.
Frankie Kazarian.
The whole SoCal Uncensored. They're all in there.
Oh, they're not? Okay.
No,
yeah,
different.
I see you.
One of them was C-3PO. Yeah. The other one is bald and does flips.
Yeah.
Kind of.
That sounds about right.
World's greatest moonsault. Yeah, I know Christopher Daniels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Star Wars. Now that that shit's out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's just get into one of the most beloved movies of all time.
So, I love Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time. It's up there with like the reasons why I love cinema. It's like Star Wars and The Wizard of Oz. Those are the two.
Nothing wrong with that.
And then I found out how much of this movie was ripped off from one of my favorite directors of all time, Akira Kurosawa.
Oh yeah.
And it's basically the same plot and almost shots as Hidden Fortress.
Yeah.
So
that upset you.
It retroactively upset
me. Star Wars.
it like retroactively upset me, but not that much because It was like, I get this. You were inspired by Akira Kurosawa and Buck Rogers.
Yeah, and I mean George Lucas by and large he's not a great filmmaker.
No, he's not.
A lot of his stuff. Okay, so another example of a filmmaker who has succeeded at ripping off other people has been Quentin Tarantino.
Yep.
We were just talking off air about him, and both of us, I feel, have a great affection for him. We're doing a whole month later in the summer of Quentin Tarantino.
Yes, of course.
But he has kind of almost perfected the movie ripoff.
Yes, correct.
Where all of his movies are somewhat homages
to something else.
George Lucas, I mean, like you said, just kind of did shot for shot. And, I mean, a lot of it, there was, you know, the old dogfights of the old fighter planes and stuff that were, I mean, you literally can put newsreel footage next to it. And those are the ones he likes to publicize.
Yeah, right.
You know, those are the ones they put in documentaries. A lot of what you were talking about, not so much.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about.
Not so much. We don't want to talk about how the plot is literally ripped off.
Yeah, right. We don't want to talk about that even the idea of Episode 4 was ripped off from old Buck Rogers serials.
Right.
Right? The whole idea behind why it was Episode 4 and it started in the beginning was because it was supposed to be like an old sci-fi serial.
Sure.
You know?
I mean, you know, also that can also be kind of retroactive because originally, let's be honest, this wasn't a nine-movie saga.
No,
this wasn't even a three-movie trilogy originally. It was Star Wars.
Yeah, this was it.
He was, more than a great filmmaker, he was absolutely a visionary.
Right.
The technical special effects shit that he did in 1977 can't be denied.
Well,
fantastic.
Amazing. One of the most important things that kind of comes from Star Wars that nobody really talks about is Industrial Light and Magic.
Absolutely.
Industrial Light and Magic sets the stage for special effects from then on.
And watch any movie with like a bunch of special effects and you'll see, you know, something at the end credits being done at ILM.
Yep.
Whether it's sound production or something, they're done at ILM. Because, yes, that is like the go-to special effects house.
Right. And they do a great job. I think that Star Wars kind of captures the imagination.
Sure.
Early on, because it's a great introduction into adult filmmaking, mm-hmm. or like adult films, and sure. I don't mean like sexy adult films. I mean like movies that are specifically for adults, right?
Right.
Because you're a kid and you're watching a lot of the Disney stuff. Ironic, but you're watching a lot of the Disney stuff, and you're watching a lot of children's entertainment.
Sure.
That doesn't hold up past the adult age,
right?
Right. But then you start to get a little older, kind of in that 8 to 12 range.
Mm-hmm.
And your parents let you watch a little bit more mature stuff. And, like, you know, there's no blood. There's no blood in Star Wars.
There
for
is.
For the most part.
There is.
But just a little bit. Not a lot.
There is. They chop a dude's arm off. And yeah. There's a lot of blood in that one.
That's true. There is. You know, but
for a Star Wars film. Also, while we're talking on it real yeah. quick, because I'm just going to start peppering in shit that was changed over the years.
Yeah, that's fine.
One of the many changes was when they're infiltrating the Death Star.
Yep.
I don't know how to describe it other than mild censorship of violence. Is there's two scenes. One, when they first come in and basically where R2-D2 and C-3PO hold up.
Yep.
That room.
That like control center room.
Yeah, that little control center room. When they come in and start blasting everybody in there, originally all the Death Star actors had squibs on, and it was actually like bullet hits or blaster yeah. hits in that scene. And when they get to the detention center.
Okay.
And one of those guys, actually, his suit caught on fire
oh.
in the original 77. Yeah. But now they've kind of just moved that scene, like basically moved the shot of Han or Luke shooting over just enough to cover the squib.
Right, yeah.
And the guy actually catching on fire, which was in the original cut.
Right.
But
yeah, so you're looking at that movie. It's an introduction to your first like movie that's
big boy movie.
It's a big boy movie.
It's a big boy
right?
movie.
You know, and so it still is lighthearted enough that it captures your imagination as a child,
mm-hmm.
But still violent enough to kind of be your first introduction into something a little bit more mature. And I think that it's that blend.
Well, it's a space adventure,
right?
You know, it's not and it's a space adventure that the whole family can enjoy. It's not, you know, Predator.
Right,
which is a space adventure,
but kids can't
under
enjoy
a whole
that.
Different level.
Yeah, we gotta do Predator too.
I have it. Yeah, it's over there in the old library.
Yeah, of course, of course. I'm pretty sure I can see it. Wait, I gotta.
It's behind me.
Oh, it's behind you.
Yeah, I got Predator right here.
Okay, but anyway,
Predator.
The point is
not
that
coming too soon.
But you look at it, and that's kind of what I think makes Star Wars so beloved. It's easy to follow. You know, there's a space wizard. There's a space wizard, and he's
yeah. There is.
There's another space wizard
there's
that
a
has
bunch
asthma.
Of space wizards.
You know what I mean? And then Han Solo's just ruggedly handsome the whole
like,
time.
It wasn't. Here's the thing. It wasn't a movie that was complicated.
No.
The original Star Wars, which is the one we're covering, which is why I'm trying
not to go into the other ones.
I'm not
right.
trying to dip into Empire or Jedi or the right. prequels or anything like that. But it wasn't a complicated movie,
no.
which is why it was so easily accessible for children. It was much later that Lucas fucked it all up.
Correct. You know, correct.
And made it a really complicated story.
Oh, yeah, I know. But it's, you know,
what is the Force? I don't know. It's, I don't know, blood cells or religion or
it's religious AIDS?
It's fake?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Is it Mormonism? But
I
it's space?
Don't know.
Are you space Mormons?
A lot of people online seem to know what the hell it is.
I don't know.
Just ask them.
Yeah, everybody knows everything online.
Of course they do.
You know, but you look at this movie and yeah, there's a damsel in distress.
Right.
There's a naive, handsome boy.
Yep.
And he's got to go find it. It's weird that we find out it's his sister later.
Yeah.
Because they
again.
Yeah, right.
They fucked it all up.
Yeah. The funny part is that you, Lucas, bullshit. I'm calling bullshit that you thought that this was going to be a huge saga.
Oh, no,
because,
absolutely not.
Because even in the second one, they kiss. They kiss twice in two movies.
They kiss hard in the second one.
They kiss real hard in the second one. And she's like trying, she really wants the other guy.
Right. She's doing it in a way to try to, you know, make him jealous. But, I mean.
Yeah, she, yeah. Here's the thing. She wouldn't have kissed her brother had she known it was her brother.
Not that hard.
Not that hard at all.
They are farm people.
Yeah, that's true. They are from Tatooine.
Tatooine.
Yeah.
From the south side of Tatooine.
Yeah, from the south side.
Bunch of goddamn cousin fuckers.
I saw that hole they lived in. They were in that hole. It was weird.
Okay. So, and that's a whole other thing. And I don't want to keep diving into other movies, but Luke is on Tatooine.
Right.
Okay. Obi-Wan Kenobi on Tatooine.
Right.
Anakin Skywalker grew up on Tatooine. Let's just, the end of three, if you're going to try to hide his children, are you going to send them to his home?
Not only his home.
With his relatives?
You're going to send them with his stepbrother?
That would be like first stop.
That would have been first.
Hey, bro, you seen this kid?
Yeah.
Cool. And also, changing your name from Obi-Wan Kenobi to Ben Kenobi, not great. Maybe Ben Smith would have helped.
Yeah, right.
I mean, well, come on.
Also, man, why, if you're supposed to look after this kid, why did you just drop him off and fuck right off?
And become the weird pervert in the dunes or something.
Yeah,
that man's just a weird old hermit. Leave him alone.
Yeah, he's a weird hermit.
He doesn't get to come around children too often.
Here's the thing. You don't want to go find that guy, because if you go find that guy, he's going to find out that he dropped your ass off here and has just been hanging out.
Well, also the fact that he's... It's so hard to not talk about the prequels and stuff with this.
Right.
He's supposed to be looking after Luke by what he says at the end of episode 3.
And he's not.
And not only is he not, but the second he runs into Luke, he's like, hey, here's a lightsaber. It was your dad's. Join me. Let's go on a galactic adventure.
Yeah.
What? And let's go fight your dad, who I've been trying to keep you away from, apparently.
Yeah, I've been trying
bullshit, to... George Lucas. Bullshit. You did not plan this from day one.
I've been trying to protect you from your evil space wizard dad.
So let me drive you right to him.
So we're gonna go.
Here's his sword. Let's go kill him.
Well, what's even more fucked up is...
Fuck you.
What's even more fucked up is this asshole sees R2-D2, knows exactly who that guy is, then shoots out a projection of this kid's twin sister who's begging him for help, and he's just like,
yep, let's do this.
He's like, we're getting a family reunion, baby.
Like, if he was doing his job, his sworn oath as a Jedi,
right?
Because apparently it's army / religion.
Yeah, he's a Templar.
Yeah, sure. And I'd have to Google that word after the show, but
sure.
But he does the opposite
of what
okay, so if you do watch this as a 9-movie saga,
right,
which they want you to, he does the opposite of what he sets out to do.
Yeah.
Let's keep them separate. Let's keep them away from Vader. Let's keep them away from the Emperor. Hey, Vader took over the ship. The Emperor is here. Want to come help? Let's go get that girl.
Yeah, we got to go help that chick.
We got to go help her. Now, I understand that Obi-Wan would be compelled to help.
Yeah,
but bringing Luke along is just, I mean, they say it in Jedi, I've doomed the mission.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think it only boils down to, you know, and Obi-Wan Kenobi, the one that's in the prequels, is not the one that we learn with Alec McGinnis. Because
Guinness.
Oh, just Guinness.
Just Guinness.
Yeah, Alec Guinness.
Don't be racist.
I'm sorry. It's my people.
Who also, by the way, hates these movies. Or hated, he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
But, he refused to ever talk about these when he would do interviews or appearances. Hated that these films defined his career.
Oh, of course.
Because this is a guy that was in, you know, Bridge on the River Choir.
Yeah, he's serious actor.
He's a
real
actor. And we talked about it in our Galaxy Quest episode, which is available in the archives at newageinsiders.com.
Yeah, it is.
It's basically the Alan Rickman character.
It is.
He took a paycheck, and it defined his career, and now he resents every part of it.
Of
but he's
course.
Still going to collect those fucking paychecks.
Of course he is.
Absolutely.
You know, I think
Harrison Ford, kind of the same thing.
Yeah, in Obi-Wan's defense, by the time Luke shows up and sees C-3PO...
By the time I get to Phoenix, the sun will be rising. Oh, we're just lounge singing the fuck out of this one.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
But no, by the time we get to... By the time C-3PO and R2-D2 show up, at Obi-Wan Kenobi's,
mm-hmm.
I think that Obi-Wan Kenobi's looking at it being like, Oh, well, this is fucked, huh?
At his bachelor pad on Tatooine.
Yeah, no, but I think that by the time he when these two droids show up, he goes, oh, man, we're fucked.
Might as well just go all in at this point.
Yeah, because it's very much just like, well, if these droids are here, that means the Empire's here. And they probably murdered everybody already. So, yeah, kid, you're coming with me.
Come with me. Apparently driving you into imminent danger is the safest place for him.
Well, I think his thought process, too, is that because
okay, here's another thing. So, I don't know. Go ahead.
So basically, just to quickly catch everybody up to where I am in this movie, because basically, Vader takes over Leia's ship, Leia throws the plans to the Death Star in R2-D2, and then they shoot their ass off onto in a space shuttle to Tatooine. They find Luke.
Bottom line, by the time we can basically erase the first, 10 minutes or so and just replace it with the last 5 minutes of Rogue One.
Yeah, right.
It'd be a much better movie.
Right, sure. And so then Obi-Wan and Luke and the droids are all like, we gotta go find these Jawas to figure out where they came from or whatever. And they find them already slaughtered. And he's like, oh, these are stormtroopers. They already murdered everybody. And then Luke's like, oh, no, that means...
Stop right there.
Yeah.
Also, this is how I also know that he didn't have this plan all along. Because in the dialogue, in Obi-Wan's dialogue, he's sitting there talking about how accurate blasters are.
Right.
They must be Imperial Stormtroopers because they're far too accurate.
For sand people.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Stormtroopers are historically the worst shots ever.
Yes, they are. They've never hit anybody ever.
Never hit anybody except themselves in the head on a fucking low-rising thing.
Yeah.
Which, they kept that in all of the editions. Not only did they keep
They added a bonk.
They added the bonk.
Good job. There is some good. There is some good.
I'm going to say it right here, because I actually talked to my brother about this yesterday. We were talking a lot about Star Wars and stuff. And I'm going to go out on a limb.
Yeah.
There's more good
additions
in the special editions than there's bad.
Yes.
And the only bad parts are like the mostly in Mos Eisley's.
Yeah.
Mostly in Mos Eisley's with all the cartoony shit. Jedi we're not talking about because there's a lot of bad in Jedi. But for the most part,
like adding the windows in Cloud City was
great. Cloud City was amazing. The additions in Empire were clearly the best.
Yes.
Reshooting Ian McDermott as the Emperor instead of the monkey mask faced guy that was obviously the hologram.
Yeah.
But in Star Wars, New Hope, outside of the little cartoony shit in Mos Eisley's, I was fine with it.
The thing with the cartoony stuff in Mos Eisley is it made it feel more lived in, so I liked that.
Well, I didn't need the robot bonking the other robot. That cartoony shit, I mean.
Yeah, because
the other animals, okay, fine.
Yeah, it felt a little bit more lived in, and I liked that.
But more than that, the attention to detail, that's what the addition of detail, I should say.
Right.
When they do those pullback shots and you see Mos Eisley's is actually a full-blown spaceport as opposed to like three little huts that the original was.
Yeah, correct.
That being said, it is rumored that now that Disney owns Fox, that they're going to be working on doing 4K releases of the original six movies, the three prequels, the three original trilogy, and in addition to that, including 4K scans of the original unedited movies.
So the best part about that is if you have the DVDs,
yes,
I have the Fox DVDs that have the special edition and the theatrical release.
My brother does too, and the quality is dog shit.
Oh, it's awful.
It is. It's not even anamorphic widescreen.
No, it's not.
You're literally watching it in a window.
Yeah, you are.
It is dog shit. And I believe it was also Lucas giving the middle finger to everybody. Like, I'm not even going to touch this.
Yeah.
Here. Basically just lobbing the movies at you. Like, God, give me your fucking money this time. But that's all you're going to get. Yeah. But here's my thing. Just quickly on the rumored release of it coming out. My hope is a new hope. My new hope is they don't release like all nine of them in one box because it'll be like $500 and I won't buy it.
Yeah, that's true.
If they release like the original, much like they did the DVDs,
yeah,
the original trilogy with the unaltered one, I will buy.
Right.
because at this point I need to justify it. Yeah. And honestly, as we were just saying, there's more good in the special editions than there's bad. And how many times am I going to go watch the unedited version with the Vaseline fucking, you know what I mean?
I know.
Instead of just digitally erasing the wheels on Luke's speeder, I want to see the Vaseline marks.
It's true.
Oh, no, I want the original Death Star blowing up instead of the big explosion we get at the end.
Yeah, right.
I want two TIE fighters instead of 14.
Yeah, right.
Really? Really? Yeah. I'm sorry. You purists are full of shit. Plain and simple.
Oh, no, you're absolutely full of shit.
At least I'm honest.
Yeah.
There's some bad shit in there.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, like the singer at Jabba's palace?
Terrible. The Jedi is the worst. The whole singer part at Jabba's, changing the Nub Nub song at the end, I was heartbroken.
I know.
But here's one thing everybody points to is the Hayden Christensen edition.
I like that.
I have an argument for it.
I like that because I don't know who that guy is. And so it was like, as a kid, I was very confused.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, it took me a little while to realize it was like, oh, that's Anakin.
Well, more so than that, my argument is those are Force ghosts. Those are Jedi Force ghosts. Technically, Anakin Skywalker, and it's even a line in this original movie, died. When he became Darth Vader.
Correct.
So it wouldn't be the old man because Anakin Skywalker died as Hayden Christensen.
Well, and
also, I think the other guy's dead, so we need Hayden Christensen to continue this shit on.
Yeah, well, yes.
If there's ever a Force ghost in episode 9.
Right, well,
which
also.
There might be. It is the Rise of Skywalker coming this Christmas.
Ooh, very fun.
Nice.
But he's also the actor. Like, you didn't have a non. Person.
He was very recognizable for this generation.
Right. And so, yeah, of course, I liked it. Mm-hmm. I liked it because it made more canonical sense to have Hayden Christensen be the Force ghost than it was some random guy.
I agree. And I'm not going to argue with you just based off the fact that it's different.
Yeah, right. That's not a valid argument.
It's not the muddy version I remember.
Yeah.
Come on.
Cool.
The quality is so much better on the Blu-rays. I'm sorry.
Right.
It just is. It looks gorgeous.
It does.
You know, they did a hell of a job cleaning these movies up. Anyway, where are we?
Sand
people.
Basically, they find out that basically Obi-Wan Kenobi shanghaied Luke into a skyward wayward adventure.
Have we got to Mos Eisley?
Yeah, we just got there.
Let's get there. I mean, obviously, again, you know, they burned down Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen.
Yeah, right.
Those stormtroopers love burning people down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happened to Anakin's mother, right?
No, that was the sand people.
Were those sand people?
Yeah, she was like, we didn't talk about it.
Oh, that's right.
But she definitely got beaten and raped.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Now that you say it, yeah, that makes complete sense. Anyway, they got burnt the fuck up.
Yeah. And so now we're in Mos Eisley.
Cool.
And Han Solo's here, and he definitely shot first.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He definitely shot first.
They have tried so hard to tweak that and change that. Like the original one, the digital movement was so egregious that it was awful.
Awful.
And they've slightly tweaked it a little bit where now they're almost shooting simultaneously. That Greedo's is like 3 frames first.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, because it's not Han shot first. Han was the only one that shot. Because Greedo never got his goddamn gun out.
Yeah, right.
Okay, first of all. Second of all, it's kind of the character that Harrison Ford has built his entire career around.
Yeah, of course.
It's Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, why talk when you can just shoot somebody?
Right. I needed to get this guy dead.
Yeah.
So I got this guy dead.
He wants to kill me. I don't want to die.
Yeah, right.
Seems simple to me. Nothing villainous about it.
Yeah, it just...
He's also a scoundrel.
Yeah, right.
By design.
Well, the other
thing... smuggler. Han Solo hasn't been, like, dressed as a nice guy.
Right. Well, this is also a character who's supposed to have, like, a redeeming arc in this movie of being like, yeah, this guy's a douche.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy.
Killed a man in cold blood.
So by the end of the movie...
Shot a man just to watch him die.
Yeah.
That's
so
Johnny Cash, kids. Google it.
So by the end of the movie,
yeah.
He has the redeeming heroic
yes.
moment.
Correct.
You know? And
correct.
So it's like... Yeah, don't have everybody be super good and nice. That's what you have Luke for.
Right, exactly.
That's what Luke's here for.
That's what you get the virgin for.
Yeah, that's what you get the blonde-haired, blue-eyed kid that lives in the desert for.
Goddamn Omaha farm boy.
Yeah, right? But so, yeah, they end up having the fun altercation with the pig nose and walrus face.
who also cameo in Rogue One.
They do. Mm-hmm. They do cameo in Rogue One. They do. And also have a very fun segment in Adult Swim's Robot Chicken.
I was trying to think, and I didn't want to make the reference because I didn't know if it was the Robot Chicken or the Family Guy one.
It was Robot Chicken, so it's so funny because
where they're just on their day off from work.
Yeah, it's on his day off from work, and he's having a great day, and
he's just lying at the bar,
and he's just at the bar, and he's saying like, "Oh, I love your like shoes," or "I love something," and he's saying something, and his buddy steps in because he can't understand him. And that's how we find out that
what's going on over here.
I knocked over my wallet.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
And so he. Yeah, and that's why he ends up getting his arm cut off, because his buddy was a douche at a bar.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We've all been there.
Yeah, we've all been there.
We've all been there. Buddy's a douche at the bar, get your arm cut off. Usually it's my friends that get their arm cut off, but whatever.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Well, the guy being the douche at the bar doesn't get his arm cut off.
We are introduced to Chewbacca here.
Chewbacca here.
Co-pilot of Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, and so that's where they end up talking to Han Solo, and they're, basically Han and Luke.
They scam Han Solo, by the way.
Yeah, they do.
They straight up be like, we'll give you, because Han Solo's like, all right, I want 10 grand up front.
Right.
And he's like, we'll give you 2 grand now and 15 when we land.
Yeah.
Now, I'm guessing those big crates that Han is loading in later in the movie ends up being the money he was owed probably and then some. But Obi-Wan Kenobi had no fucking business bartering $15,000 he didn't have to spend.
Here's the other part.
I don't think he had $2,000. I think he was just planning to get in a shootout and be like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, right. Well, here's the other thing, too, is
Imperial entanglements.
Where does that money go? Because apparently he...
To Jabba. Most of it, probably. He owes Jabba the Hutt a shitload of money.
Yeah, but that money was supposed to be enough to pay Jabba.
Right.
And so we didn't. Because we find out in Empire that he still hasn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, he hit a couple of craps tables on the way back. Lost
he went
it.
To that intergalactic casino that everybody hated rich people at in The
like
Last
it.
Jedi.
I didn't like it, I'll be honest.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah, that was like one of the downsides I had. Yeah. But, maybe him and Lando caught back up and played a couple of games of whatever that was. It called Ciroc or Arac or whatever the hell that game is.
Dwayne the Rock. I don't know.
Dwayne the Rock card game. I don't know.
Yeah. But you're absolutely right. Obi-Wan Kenobi totally scams this guy.
Completely.
Because he's like, I got to go help this chick on Alderaan.
And Luke continues just his whiny ways.
Oh, yeah. He's a bitch.
I could fly the...
hey, simmer down.
Settle down, boy.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
You ain't blasting womp rats in your whatever T-15 fucking thing.
Skyhopper.
There you go.
Yeah, you dumb little...
You little douche.
Yeah, you're in like a one-engine crop duster. Shut up!
Look, settle down, virgin.
Yeah. Yeah, look, here's the deal. I've shot more people today than you ever have. Relax. So then they end up, we get the iconic song. That's in this.
That's in this.
I just needed to mention it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're on their way to the Millennium Falcon to like take off. And this is one of the things that I did like about the special editions.
The Jabba scene?
The Jabba scene.
Go on.
Because introducing Jabba the Hutt as actually a physical person was something that was missing in the original films because...
Oh, I assume you've seen the original footage.
I have.
Of the fat, hairy Irishman?
Yeah. Yeah.
Han, my boy, why do you have to shoot poor Greedo?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Yeah. Well, it's...
This was so weird.
Yeah. It's weird because it was like, you see that footage and you're like, so was that supposed to be him?
Fat Irish gangster. Look, again, George Lucas, I believe, is a pathological liar.
Yeah, of course.
He says he was always intending to replace him.
Right.
I don't believe him because the guy had a pretty intricate costume.
Yeah, right.
A. B, why wouldn't you just have a puppet on set?
Right.
It wasn't like we had CGI
back then. That wasn't a thing. You had to fudge the lens to get the wheels away.
What were you going to do? Why not? I mean, you built a Jabba puppet years later.
Right.
Why wouldn't you have a puppet? If you intended it for it to be a creature,
right,
why not have it be a puppet?
Yeah.
Because you didn't intend for it to be a creature.
Because you didn't think that...
You deleted the scene because it was basically... The conversation was redundant to the Greedo scene.
It was.
And you're like, all right. And then years later, you're like, I'm going to make Jabba this big slug gangster.
Yeah, right. Because it's...
Don't tell me you intended to replace something when you didn't. The guy had a full-on fucking costume.
Right.
He was acting his dick off.
Yeah, he was doing a great job. He was doing a great job.
Jabba, but, the fucking Irishman.
Yeah, Jabba the Irishman.
But coming soon to Netflix.
That or Disney Plus.
That too.
But you're looking at that scene, and it's just, it's good to have Jabba, because knowing that there's a whole bunch, right? So this is one of the things with the special edition that fills in holes and creates plot and thread throughout,
sure.
Right? Because having Jabba have the issue, having him need the money, and then Han Solo being like, look, I got this job. I'm going to take these kids to Alderaan, and then I'm going to get you your money, and it's all going to be good, baby.
Right.
You know? And so that's, it just helps. It helps a lot. It still doesn't explain where the money he got from Leia.
I guarantee you he spent it.
Yeah, he had to have.
Look, Han Solo, throughout the nine episode saga, hasn't been the best of smugglers.
Yeah, no, he's terrible.
He's a smuggler, but he's not the best. I mean, even in Force Awakens, he fucks up that whole, what is it, Rathar or whatever the fuck that thing
yeah,
is?
Yeah, right.
Oh, that was Galaxy Quest again.
Rathar, yeah. The
thing, the fucking vacuum monster that eats everybody except Finn because convenience.
Yeah, right.
You know, that thing. He fucked that up.
Yeah, he did.
And he scammed both of those people.
Yeah.
Han Solo just wants the money for himself.
That's true.
Plain and simple.
That's true.
I think we established with the whole Greedo conversation, he's not a great guy.
Yeah, no.
Just because he owes somebody money doesn't mean he's going to pay him.
That's true.
It's like, look, we got all this cash, Chewie. We could go pay Jabba the Hutt, or
we could go on an adventure.
We can go blow up the Death Star, and we can circle back with these motherfuckers later.
Yeah, right.
Go find the Lando system.
Yeah, right. Right. So they end up taking off. The greatest scene in this movie is most definitely when they're trying to escape and they're like, oh man, we got to outrun them. And then it's the Millennium Falcon just moving a little to the right. And that's how I've got a couple of maneuvers, and it just slowly.
The wide shot really didn't work in this one.
No, it didn't at all. That's why wide shots in space don't work,
they
man.
Don't. But again, in the special edition, they even fixed that a little bit.
Right. They added
because in the original one, it just kind of floated straight.
Yeah.
At least in this one, it curves a little bit.
Yeah, right. It's so funny. Where it's like, man, we can't hit him. He's slightly drifting to the right.
Also, does the Empire just give up?
Yeah. He hits the light speed and they just don't know where he is.
Look, again, this is another reason I don't believe George Lucas when he speaks to me.
Yeah, you're right.
Everyone outside of this trilogy... The right. original trilogy, everyone has light speed. In this trilogy, they made it seem like it was something special for the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, yes.
But in all the other movies, everyone's hitting light speed.
Yeah,
so why not just fucking hit light speed?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Who knows? Well,
liar!
Well, to be fair, the Death Star...
Fucking liar!
To be fair, the Death Star has light speed.
I know it does.
At the end of the movie, it does.
So weird.
Yeah, and they just went on the other side of the planet. They were like, ah, fuck, we got to orbit. We have to orbit for dramatic effect.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's weird.
Target the thing and shoot.
Yeah, blow up the planets.
You have the biggest weapon in the galaxy.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah, and up until this point, you only shot it twice at half speed.
Did the Death Star have to orbit, or did...
So...
What happened there?
So they come
Let's
out
jump
of,
to the end.
Yeah, they come out of light speed, and they show basically it's like planet, and then where the rebels are on like a moon or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like it, you know what I mean? Like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a planet in the way.
Oh, they just got to get out. They have to get out of the way of the planet so they can shoot at the rebels' planet.
Yes.
All right, makes sense. Go up.
Yeah, yeah. It made sense, but just dumb because it's like, well, why didn't you just calculate to be to the left of the planet that you needed to be at?
Gotcha.
Not behind it.
Well.
Yeah, anyway.
Clearly that guy took his day off.
Clearly.
Targeting guy took his day off. So we're in the Millennium Falcon. Luke is doing Jedi training and Han is making fun of him.
And because he's like, this is hocus pocus mumbo jumbo. Luke's defense of
Han is all of us that look at the internet when they're bitching about the Force.
Yeah.
It's fucking fake.
Yeah, right. It's
the Force is pro wrestling.
It's also the funniest thing because he's like, this is stupid. And then Luke defends it with the pious religion of a man that has studied the Force for decades.
Yeah. I mean, dude, you've been doing this for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, right.
And you still aren't even good at it.
This is your...
You're getting shot in the hip by a ball.
Yeah. This is your first time trying.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't done any Jedi stuff.
Obi-Wan has let you turn on the lightsaber.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like...
Yeah, that's it, man.
It's like your dad letting you sit on his lap and pull the car into the driveway.
Yeah, right.
You get that, kid. Give me the lightsaber back. You had your fun.
You had your fun, you know?
Putting the adult toys away.
Yeah, it's just like, so, Luke, relax.
Right.
Relax, you little bitch. Figure it out.
So, is... Where are we? Okay,
they
so,
come out of light speed, and yeah, Alderaan has already been destroyed.
Right, because they're in an asteroid field, but it's actually Alderaan.
It's actually Alderaan. The funniest part about that is most definitely the interrogation scene.
Peter Cushing was a master at that one.
Yeah, he's walking in there.
I mean, granted, she was lying.
Yeah, she was lying the whole time. Because
they're trying to get the Rebel base location, and she says Dantooine.
Yeah.
And Peter Cushing's like, oh, okay, cool. Alderaan, blow it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they find out later, yeah, she was fucking lying.
She was fucking lying the whole time.
Okay, let's talk about these guys for a minute.
Yeah, okay.
Because there's Sideburns at the conference table who's just completely fucking with Darth Vader. It's like, is this your first day on the job, pal?
Yeah, that's the weirdest part is just like...
Nobody believes in your religion, and he force chokes the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
And it's like, have you just met this man?
Yeah, right.
I have a saga of movies that explains he's a badass.
Yeah, right. It's just like, wait a minute. So, at what point did the Emperor lose faith in him? You know what I mean? To allow you dickbag, to just go in there and be like, yeah, there's this there's this burnt up 7-foot just wizard.
Wizard.
He's a robot wizard. He's a robot space wizard. And he's got a laser sword that he's going to cut you in half with. Or
ultimately, this is what happens when you're leaving the house for your job.
Yeah.
And the wife starts getting on you.
Yeah.
Look, you need to be assertive.
Yeah, right. And he doesn't...
You need to stand up to your boss. He hasn't signed off on our insurance. We're about to have a child. We need more money and insurance. Be assertive. Be a man. And starts demasculating him or emasculating, whatever the fuck that word is.
Yeah.
And this is what happens. You get force choked.
Yeah, the robot wizard, space wizard.
Don't fuck with guys in their job.
Yeah, it's like, first of all, this guy wears a cape. All the time. It's built into the suit.
He doesn't look like a nice guy. He doesn't look like a guy with a sense of humor.
Right.
Like, yeah, the Force ain't real, right?
Yeah, it's like, look, he hasn't done much in these movies, right? This isn't like Thanos, where it's like we actually watch Thanos murder half the galaxy.
Right.
Right. This is Darth Vader, where it's just like, it's implied that he has.
Right.
And the only thing we saw was him just choke out and then single-handedly snap that one rebel dude's neck and just toss him. And it's just like...
And again, how pissed off must he have been to do that? Because he could have stood at the end of the hallway and just been like...
Yeah, right. Yeah, he was pissed. He physically broke that dude's neck with one hand.
With his hand. His real hand, not his... Face hand.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, yeah, you have to know that there's all those stories.
Right.
Right? That, like, this guy is, like, for real.
Yeah.
And you decided to be like, nobody cares about your hokey religion, Vader.
Yeah, of all the people to fuck with.
Yeah.
Like, I'd fuck with Tarkin first.
I would have.
And he just blew up a planet.
Right. Yeah, right. Like, Tarkin seems way easier to fuck with.
Yeah, I mean, he's old.
Like,
from what I hear, Peter Cushing was wearing slippers on set.
Yeah. Well, you're looking at it, it's just like, yeah, so you're like a higher ranking officer than me. So, like, maybe I could give you a little shit. I'm pretty sure that Darth Vader is just walking emperor, right? Is that?
He's literally walking death.
Yeah, well, it's just like, so the reason you're here is because the emperor can't be here.
Right.
Right? That's why you're here? Because that's who you are?
Because he's literally like second command in the galaxy.
Yeah.
It's like the emperor is the head bad guy.
And he's the vice president.
Is like the vice president.
He's the vice president.
He's number two in the galaxy of bad guys.
Yeah, and it's just like,
and you're going to pick him to fuck with.
Yeah, so that guy gets...
Fuck that guy.
It was really funny. The space
and his wife.
Yeah. Spaceballs.
Yep.
The parody scene of this.
Yes.
Where he tries to protect his neck and Lord Helmet just squeezes his balls.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, it's so funny. That was Spaceballs. Underrated.
Spaceballs. You know what we should do? We should do that one when, because, I mean, we've done a shitload of Star Wars movies at this point. I mean, of all the movie series, yeah. I think Star Wars has the most coverage on
so far
that movie show.
Yeah, because we've done Rogue One.
All of these, by the way, in the archives, newagentsires.com. Rogue One, Last Jedi, holiday special.
Force Awakens.
Did we do Force Awakens?
I think we did Force Awakens, not Last Jedi.
No, we definitely did Last Jedi.
Oh, we definitely did then? Then we did both.
I don't know. I don't think we did Force Awakens yet.
Oh, well. Okay.
I don't know. We did the trailer for Rise of Skywalker.
That's true.
We did that
one. Yeah, this is probably.
Yeah. I think we've done more Star Wars than Marvel.
Yeah, probably.
Which is amazing because there's like three times the amount of movies.
I know. There's 22.
Yeah, exactly.
We famously sat in a movie theater about it.
Yeah, we did.
It was a long time.
They've also done a better job in 22 movies than 9.
It's the greatest franchise ever.
Has to be.
Because there are some...
Even the comparison you just made about Thanos and Darth Vader, they built their bad guy, their main baddie as it should have been. Like you said, Vader had mythology and rumors.
Right.
Thanos murdered people on screen.
A bunch of people.
Literally the open of Infinity War.
Right.
Here's a ship of dead people.
Yeah, I'm hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we talked about this on...
That one is in the archives. Infinity War is the archives.
We talked about this on New Age Insiders when we did our version of like the Infinity War Endgame talk. And, you know, Jay said it, and I agree, and I love Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I think Thanos has surpassed Darth Vader as the greatest movie villain.
My heart wants to say no, but I agree 100%.
Because, and it all boils down to, the only on-screen representation of the Vader that we all think of is
Rogue
the
One.
5 minutes in Rogue One.
Rogue One.
But whereas, like, that's all of Thanos. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Thanos shows up, and it's just like, yeah, all the mythology stuff is all in the movies that he's not in.
Right.
And then he shows up, and he's just murdering people.
Yeah.
And he destroys everything.
He opens his movie, basically, walking over a sea of dead bodies.
Right. And then we watch in a flashback him murder half an entire planet.
Yep.
We watch him torture his daughter.
Yep.
We watch him...
Well, Vader did that in this.
That's true. We don't actually get to see him torture his daughter.
We also didn't know he was his daughter because the writer and director didn't know he was his daughter yet.
That's true. That's very true.
I don't believe you. Don't believe you, George Lucas.
And then we watched him snap away half the galaxy.
Yeah, after beating the shit out of all of our fucking heroes.
Yes, after beating the shit and...
Like, Vader just cuts down an old man.
And literally ripping
that
a stone...
That wanted to die.
Yeah. ripping a stone out of somebody's head.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like I said, my heart doesn't want to say...
Oh, he also murdered that same... Well, the other daughter.
There is that, too. Yeah, he did murder her, yeah.
He murdered the other daughter.
Yeah, yeah. My heart doesn't want to say it, but I believe Darth Vader has dropped to number 3 in the all-time bad guys list behind Thanos and Biff Tannen.
Biff Tannen?
Biff Tannen.
Wow.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day, folks. Say hi to your mom for me.
Okay.
There you go.
It's topical.
Yep. Anyway, where the fuck are we?
So they showed up.
They just blasted through Alderaan.
And now they're on the Death Star because they start following a TIE fighter. And
well, they get put in the tractor beam.
Yeah, and it's like, that's no moon.
Yeah. And I don't feel... I feel the tractor beam was something that was just abandoned as far as storyline. Did they use it in Jedi? Did they ever use it again?
They never used it again, but it was
I know
crucial.
In this one it was crucial.
It was crucial to this plot, but it wasn't crucial to any of the other ones. To be fair...
Why doesn't any other ship have a big tractor beam? That seems like a great idea. We can just suck a ship in like a magnet.
Yeah, I don't think it mattered. Like, in Empire...
Well, the Empire, there wasn't a Death Star.
There wasn't a Death Star. And then
Jedi.
In Jedi, by the time, like, the ship they were on was, like, a decoy ship. And so they were like, oh, you're one of ours, so we don't need to tractor beam you in.
Yeah, but all of a sudden, in that final battle, they didn't shut down the new tractor beam.
Yeah, but there wasn't...
And they just kind of flew the fuck in.
Yeah, well, that's because there was a shield instead.
See... Lucas doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah.
His writing is garbage.
Yeah, because I don't know if you know this, but Akira Kurosawa didn't write Hidden Fortress 3.
I'm sorry.
That didn't happen. Also, to be fair, there wasn't a tractor beam in Hidden Fortress 1.
No, there you go. Okay, so he was original.
He was original.
Ish.
Ish.
All right, so they get sucked into the tractor beam. They hide in the floorboards.
Yeah.
By the way... What kind of a dick is Obi-Wan Kenobi that he deserves his own fucking floorboard when you got Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, and Chewbacca all crammed into one?
To be fair, I wouldn't want that old man touching me in the dark.
Put him with the dog.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
I mean, we're going to get to Chewie not getting a medal, but put him with the dog.
Yeah, Chewie not getting a medal, even though he also probably should know Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I know, right?
Like, that's one of the things.
Okay, though, you know what, though? here's the thing with that, and now that you bring it up, I hadn't thought of this until literally this second. They're very familiar at Mos Eisley's.
Yeah.
And we never see the initial interaction where he's...
That's true.
He could know that's why he decided to fuck with Han Solo.
Because
he knew Chewbacca, and Chewbacca knew him, and Chewbacca's going to vouch for this old man.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Again, that's putting mythology where it didn't exist to begin with.
Right.
Originally, he was the dog.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, right.
Because there was no history between them.
No.
He didn't have, you know... There wasn't even a holiday special at this point.
Right. Well,
there wasn't the Wookiee Planet of Kashyyyk.
Yeah, right. Definitely not Kashyyyk.
He didn't have his dad Itchy masturbating to Donna Summers.
That's so true.
It's so true. It's in the archives, newagentsciences.com.
But yeah, you look at it and it's just because you explain it by like, yeah, Yoda knew Chewbacca, not Han, not Obi-Wan Kenobi, but Obi-Wan Kenobi's a general in that army too.
By proxy,
so
I
by
mean,
proxy, he should know who that guy is.
Yeah.
Or at least, at the very least,
there's Wookiees, and all you Wookiees know each other.
Yeah, right.
You know, you Wookiee know this Wookiee, knows the other Wookiee, knows Yoda.
Yeah, right. Yoda, I know
Yoda's
Yoda.
My boy.
Yeah, I know Yoda. You knew Yoda. Yeah, we're good.
Green motherfucker. Sucks at cards.
Yeah. Talks backwards. It's weird.
Weird. Walks with a cane, even though clearly he doesn't need to, as example, episode 2.
Episode 2.
Motherfucker can flip.
Yeah, motherfucker can flip.
Anyway.
So they knock out some stormtroopers and steal their uniforms. They get held up in that.
They shot them.
Oh, yeah.
There's two clear blaster sounds, yet neither uniform is even damaged a little bit. What happened?
So I want to say that they choked them out and the blasters were the sound of the stormtroopers.
So they just accidentally discharged?
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
You know, like
phrasing. Anyway,
So yeah, basically, they get up into the command room there, and they lock themselves in, and they're like, "Look, here's the deal. I gotta go shut off the tractor beam because otherwise, if we take off, they're just gonna suck us back right back in.
Right.
So we're stuck here until I do that.
Oh, and by the way, the princess is in the detention center.
Yeah. So while they do that, the Han Solo and Luke are just like, "Look, we gotta go save her because righteous awesomeness."
Well, Luke is.
Yeah, Luke. Han's like, "No, I'm staying here."
Han's like, "Look, I just made a pot of coffee.
Yeah, right.
I'm staying here with the droids.
I'm hanging out.
She has money. Let's do this shit.
Let's do this." And so then they.
And she's beautiful. I don't know.
Dibs, bro.
You got a pick.
Yeah, dibs, bro. You're giving off a weird brother vibe. Don't worry about it.
So they shoot a bunch of people.
Yeah, they shoot a bunch of people. "Hey, we're fine here. How are you?" Great, great line.
And so we're in the detention center. They're in that hallway.
Yeah, which I never understood. With a place as big as that, there's no other exit?
Every time I watch it, I think the same thing. That hallway goes on forever. And there's no clear end in sight. There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, right.
Which would imply that it goes
another station like that.
And also, how do they know?
Right.
They literally just got there.
Yeah, right.
Turned around. Oh, shit. Let's start shooting. Me, I'd at least try the end of the hallway.
Right, exactly. You're either going to have to battle your way back to that exit anyway, but they're in the hallway, so you're okay.
Yeah.
Or there's an exit,
exactly.
So we do get the, "My name's Luke Skywalker, I'm here to rescue you."
Classic.
Classic line.
Classic.
You know, you got to say it, you're a little short for a stormtrooper. And then, yeah, they hop in the trash compactor.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. And then Han Solo starts shooting shit, lasers bouncing all over the walls.
And again, I know, we're nitpicking a movie we love. It was much like our Endgame show. But Luke immediately is like, "I already tried that." Bullshit. You were still sliding when Han jumped in.
Yeah, right.
We could see your feet when he jumped in. There's no way you had enough time to land, acclimate yourself to the environment, and then shoot a door that Chewie was standing in front of.
Yeah, right.
Bullshit.
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 Oh, well.
Okay, also, how deep is this fucking shit?
Right, how
because
is
Because some snake thing pulls Luke down, and they just...
Can't find him. He's dead. Yeah, they can't find him.
He's dead. I mean, the water can't be any deeper than a bathtub. Han's standing up in it. It's up to his shin.
Oh, everybody's standing.
What the fuck?
Yeah, right. It makes no sense.
Unless there is just one Luke-sized hole that just goes down.
Yeah, right.
That isn't a drain.
Yeah, because it's not draining the liquid.
Bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit indeed.
Bullshit. And where does that snake go all of a sudden?
Yeah, well, they shot it and it
and it fucked off. To where?
It ran away.
Where?
I don't know.
What is happening? And also, here's another great example. The fucking stormtroopers or whoever the fuck was shooting at them up there. I don't know. 1, 2, 5 grenades down the hole.
Yeah, right.
And your job is done. Go have a smoke.
Yeah, right. Or, hey.
Hey, we got them. We're going home.
Or, hey, they just went down that hole that's been blasted into that grate.
Mm-hmm.
They go to trash compactor number whatever. So let's go meet them at the door.
Pull the string.
Yeah.
Pull the string.
So, yeah. So C-3PO.
Takes forever to turn his fucking communicator on.
Right. Well, because the stormtroopers showed up.
He waits a while.
Oh, yeah.
He waits. They got to a whole other section of the Death Star.
Yeah.
Him and R2 were just kind of like, yeah, what do you got? Got a king? All right, go fish.
Yeah, right.
I mean, what the fuck were they waiting for?
Yeah. And so, but ultimately, at the last second, because peril and drama, they stop the they stop it.
Yeah.
And so they get out.
Sweet.
And they got some sweet.
How'd they get out?
C-3PO opens
the
door.
They
opened
the door. That's right.
They opened
Never
the door.
Mind.
They stop the trash compactor and open the door.
Trying to pull everything apart.
I know.
I'm pulling on every string.
They wisely take the belts of the stormtroopers, but ditch the rest of the costume.
Yep.
And so,
where did they find their clothes? Or were they wearing it underneath? And somehow that stormtrooper costume is also a wetsuit.
It had
because they were bone dry.
Bone dry.
Bone dry. I didn't see any hair dryers or towels, but they also didn't have, you know, garbage on them.
Yeah, right. Also, whether you're dry or not, you now stink.
I smell like shit.
Yeah, you stink.
Especially Chewbacca. How is he so dry? He fell into that water just like everybody else.
Yeah, he's smelly.
And even in the garbage compactor, he's standing there bone dry.
Yeah.
Again, come on, Lucas.
Yeah, get it together.
You got a hairy animal in a that just fell into a water puddle.
Yeah.
He'd be wet.
Yeah.
He'd be wet.
They'd all be.
They did it in Solo. He got wet in Solo.
He did.
Yeah. That guy knew what he was doing.
Yeah. Not Lucas.
No.
So then they decide to split up.
Yeah.
Because.
Sure.
Because Han Solo and Chewbacca decide to go chase a bunch of stormtroopers.
Han sees a stormtrooper and like Bart Simpson with a button, he goes and pushes that shit.
Yeah, right. So he starts running after him and runs into an entire room full of stormtroopers.
In the special edition, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It went from like 6 to 87,000.
Yeah, it was great.
It's like, oh, here's the whole empire.
Yeah, it was just like, holy shit.
And why? Why did they run?
Why did
the stormtroopers run? It's like Han Solo shot one, and there was like four of them that fucked off.
Yeah, well, because
it's
they
like
knew...
it's a man and a dog who you're actually trying to catch
or kill.
Maybe patoo a couple shots before running off.
Yeah, well, they knew the entire army was there. Hashtag space bits.
Wasn't there in 77, sir.
Space bits.
Yeah, space bits.
That's what it is. Then we got Luke and Leia running off, and we get the fun like kiss for good luck. Which, in hindsight, does not age well.
Nope.
There's literally no explanation.
No, there isn't.
There's no explanation as to how that's okay.
No, there isn't.
Oh, they didn't know. Yeah, well, then you shouldn't have made them brother and sister.
Yeah, that's on you, Lucas. Also, all this time, Obi-Wan's doing the whole tractor beam business.
Right, and Darth Vader straight up knows that asshole's here.
Oh, absolutely.
He's just like, I can feel it in my space wizard bones.
I love how easy the Force was for Obi-Wan, by the way, because it's like he's standing behind a wall, there's a couple stormtroopers, and he just kind of flicks his finger, and he's like, what was that? Let's go check this out. I mean, we did it in Mos Eisley's with the, you don't need to see his papers.
Yeah, right.
Whatever the fuck they say.
He's a good space wizard.
Show him the papers. Yeah. Where are the papers?
Where are your papers?
Where are your papers? You don't need to see his
in
papers.
The Star Wars.
Stinking veggies.
But
vamanos.
Yeah, so then we all are on a mad sprint to the Death Star or to the Millennium Falcon because we got a GTFO.
Yep. And we all get held up because Obi-Wan wants to do his little dance.
Yeah. Which there's no payoff to this. Like Obi-Wan Kenobi looks at Luke Skywalker and straight up gives up.
Yeah, okay. So this this part of the mythology is one of the few things that has actually carried through because it's kind of what Luke did in Last Jedi.
Right.
You know, where he's found the next one.
Right.
And he's in Last Jedi, he's found Rey. She's the next Jedi. Yeah. So, and as he said, as Obi-Wan says to Darth Vader, he's like, if you strike me down, I'll become even more powerful because now I'm everywhere.
Right.
I don't have to be in this feeble old man body. I'm just a fucking ghost who can go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know? So, and he knows that Luke is the one. So he's like, I got to be with this dude all the time, and fuck, I'm old, so running with them is going to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Arthritis and shit.
Yeah, right.
So, and clearly he can't fight with a sword for shit, because that fight was terrible.
Did you see the thing that they redid?
The fan thing on YouTube?
Yeah.
I loved it.
It was so good.
I loved it. That's like one of those things that's like, yeah, I, like, okay, so a couple months ago, I got into a YouTube vortex.
Okay.
And it was all Star Wars fan made shit. And I'll give them shout outs. There's a channel called Star Wars Theory.
Okay.
And they're doing the kid does a lot of, like, you know, Star Wars blogs and stuff like, yep, that every day. But he also is making, or is in the process of making, a Vader like mini series.
Okay.
For YouTube. And he released the first episode and it was fucking amazing. Like, the production quality was amazing.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I'm like, these are the people that should be getting hired to make, like, the spinoff stories.
Yeah, Star
and
Wars.
And seeing what this other kid did with the reimagining or re-editing of the Vader Obi-Wan fight scene.
Yes,
was bonkers.
Yeah,
the fact they got Alec Guinness' face onto all that stuff.
Yeah,
was amazing.
Well, they do a great job. Like, Star Wars, more than any other fan base, has done the most with their source material.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like, I want to say that out of all of them, at least in the film medium, they're the most creative.
Absolutely.
Right? Because you don't see this in Star Trek.
Nope.
Like, there's not any Star Trek fan stuff. Now, I think Star Trek fans are more happy with their source material.
That might be part of it.
They don't want to fix it.
They don't feel a need to fix it.
You know, Lord of the Rings.
We just appreciate what we've been given.
Right.
And we're going to enjoy that.
Harry Potter is the same way.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you don't see much in this type of stuff where it's just like, no, there's this really cool character that had the potential to be even more cool and epic.
Right.
So this is my story, and I also have the wherewithal and means to create something awesome. Like, have you ever watched the YouTube channel Bat in Sun?
No.
So they do a thing called Superhero Beatdown, right? And what they do is they pit people against each other,
mm-hmm,
and then they have people vote. But then they film a fight scene between those actors, like between those characters. And so they did Darth Vader versus Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome. You didn't know you wanted to see Batman versus, it's called Bat in Sun.
Bat in Sun or and?
In.
In.
Yeah. It's, you'll see it on the logo. You'll get it.
All right.
But it's epic. I'll tweet it out. You can go
check
it out. But yeah, it's, you didn't know you wanted to see Batman fight Darth Vader with a lightsaber.
So I think that's what it is. I mean, I think as Star Wars fans, we appreciate and we love the skeleton that George Lucas gave us, just not the rest of the body.
Right.
And we want to fix the rest of
the
body. And
so we fix the rest of the body. And so,
we're basically Frankensteining the fuck out of his creation.
Well, that's why the expanded universe is such a cool thing.
Right.
Right? Because basically George Lucas went through and everybody ran these stories and he was like, that's canon, and that's canon, and that isn't.
And Disney bought it and said, well, most of that isn't.
Right. Which is unfortunate because, like, Shadows of the Empire.
Is that no longer canon?
That's no longer canon.
Okay.
Because that was in the expanded universe and never.
They kept some of that shit, though. They turned it into legends.
They kept all of it as Star Wars legends.
Whatever the fuck they did.
Right. But that's where it all lives now.
Oh, okay.
You know, as opposed to, like, yeah, these are all canonically correct stories.
Right. Well, they also left a lot of fucking holes.
They did.
Like, it was a lot. And if they're going to continue this story, there was a lot of shit that they probably couldn't do.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's the same argument that we always have when we talk about anything Marvel. It's like, well, it didn't happen in the comic books. Well, we didn't have the rights to the X-Men. Sorry, man.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
It
just is what it is.
Yeah, we get it.
Legally, we couldn't do that shit.
Yeah, we get it. Wolverine was supposed to murder this guy, but he didn't murder that guy because Wolverine, we can't get Hugh Jackman.
We can't do it right now.
Yeah, we can't do it right now.
Wait 20 years, we'll redo this shit.
Yeah, right.
Trust me, the whole MCU is going to be rebooted in 20 years.
Yeah.
Maybe sooner. Anyway, so that happens, and that's like the halfway point of the fucking movie.
Yeah, right, right, right. We get done with the fun house part of it.
Yeah.
And they all get away, and they're like, oh, we letting them get away. And then Peter Cushing is just like, no, don't worry. We threw a tracking device on there because we're smart.
Yeah. You know what? Go watch our Con Air episode. There was a tracking device on that plane, too.
There was.
Swamp Thing and Dave Chappelle took care of that shit.
Yeah. And so then they're like, we're going to figure out how to get to the Rebel base, and then we're going to blow it up because we have a Death Star, and we blew up a planet.
Again, look, I understand you put a tracking device on. I understand you want them to lead them to the base, but...
Yeah, right.
Done.
Oh, yeah.
Just fucking shoot that thing out of the air.
Right. Well, I think you wanted to, yeah, because
you wanted to find the Rebel base, but how much of a pain in the ass were they really? You have a Death Star.
Well, what's
anything comes in orbit, you can either suck it in like a magnet or blow it out of the air.
Well, what's more important, blowing up the Rebel base or giving them the crushing blow of their leader being defeated and murdered?
How quickly does news travel in the galaxy, though? It's not like they had Twitter back then.
I know.
How quick? Like, they might not even know Leia was dead.
That's true.
You know?
They might have also assumed she was dead when Alderaan blew up.
There is that. And her ship was captured.
Yeah.
She's been gone for a minute.
Yeah. So, maybe.
All the people on her ship, dead.
Yeah, they're all dead.
She got taken with them. They blew up her home planet.
Yep.
There's a good chance she was dead.
There is a good chance.
I would put money on it.
Yeah, you're right.
But she didn't die.
Yeah, and they find the plans for the Death Star inside the R2 unit. And
they're
like, look, here's the deal. If we shoot this small thing, everything will blow up. Which is the best part of Rogue One, which is just like, hey, man, I was forced to design this, so I fucked everything up. If you shoot this part of it.
I made an exhaust port.
I made a port.
It was fine that it was just, it's an exhaust port.
Right.
It's technically the Death Star is a ship, hence needing the use of exhaust.
Correct.
There's nothing mysterious about it.
I think it was just size. Is what people's issue was. Because I always, like, I always
it was no bigger than a Womp Rat.
Right, but I always...
We saw the Womp Rats. They added a shitload of them digitally into the Mos Eisley's thing.
It's true.
They're little fuckers.
See, but I always assumed what Rogue One told us.
It's like hitting the 100 in fucking skee-ball.
Right, well...
It's not easy.
No, but I always figured, like, that it just caused a chain reaction for everything to blow up.
Well, there is that. That part of it was just faulty.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I figured, like, that was what was happening.
But again, it was a plot hole that they turned into a movie.
I know.
Plain and simple.
I know.
He didn't intend for Rogue One to happen.
No.
And we're talking about this 1977
movie. Well, because if you watch it, the torpedoes, like, take a left. Like, they cut.
Well, I mean, you know, as Sergeant Bilko once said, these are smart weapons.
Yeah, right. Yes, right. Right. So
some bitch just hooked left. I don't know.
Yeah. And so, yeah, they go on and have a great dogfight where they're going to go blow up the Death Star. And
Luke is immediately, like, given the status of, like, way higher ranking than he should have been.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have been in the air. I don't give a shit that he was just with Obi-Wan and he got the plans. He hasn't proven himself. And I'm sorry, I don't know this Biggs character, but he sounds like he just got in.
Right.
So him being like, yeah, my buddy from Tatooine can fly better than anybody. I'm like, yeah.
Maybe
he needs a few weeks in a simulator or something. I don't know. Yeah. We're not just going to give him the fucking reins to this.
Well, it's like, how is the Rebel Alliance both a guerrilla operation and also, like, the government? Because it's like, that's what ends up happening.
Because of convenience?
Yeah. Because it's like, first of all, none of you know who Obi-Wan is, right? So
again, George Lucas is a motherfucking liar.
So none of you knew that he was General Kenobi.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's like, even that, it's just like, yeah, so this kid just shows up.
And it's
up.
Never mentioned.
Right.
It's not even like, hey, General Kenobi just died.
Yeah.
No, just, nah. Old Ben, he was some fucking hermit from Tatooine.
Yeah.
Probably a goddamn drunkard.
The only person that knows that is Leia.
Yeah.
She's the only person that knows he's General Kenobi.
And doesn't bring it up.
Yeah.
There's no Viking funeral for Obi-Wan.
No, no even memorial service.
No, they don't even, like, hang the robe in the rafters.
Yeah, or something. But yeah, they just let this
gonna retire his wizard robe.
Yeah, it's just like, look, here's the deal, kid. We're down a pilot, so I guess you're in.
Were they down a pilot?
I don't know. They had a spaceship just lying around for them.
I don't know. It seems like the rebellion is just like anybody can join.
Yeah, well, that would be a rebellion.
Yeah. Again, there's so many fucking...
It's like a guerrilla operation.
Because they're basically like, hey, Han, you want to join up?
Yeah, I'm like, no.
No, dude, I got money. Lando's waiting for me to play some more cards. I mean,
yeah, what are we?
He hasn't double-crossed me yet, so we're still buddies. I got his ship, and that's kind of going to be weird. I know his sex droid kind of died, so I got to go pay my respects.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy.
And malt liquor?
Malt liquor. There is some ice-cold Colt 45 waiting for me. Fuck your rebellion.
Yeah, right.
I'm out.
Yeah, so he fucks off.
Me and my dog are fucking out.
Yeah, so they fuck off.
They fuck off.
And so it's just like, yeah, no, because Han Solo's the smart one.
Also, apparently in space, they still need crates and crates of money.
Yeah.
They can't just, I mean, Venmo doesn't exist in the future or this past or whatever the hell Star Wars.
He wanted to make it rain. He was going to open up that port that they put the old man in, dump all the cash, and he's going to dive in that some bitch like Scrooge McDuck.
Lando's got some sex droids waiting for that credit.
Yeah. So they decide that they're going to attack the Death Star, and just happily, the Death Star comes out of light speed on the other side of the planet.
Does it, though?
It does.
Are you sure?
Are
you sure the Death Star comes out of light speed?
Yeah, it comes out of light speed.
I don't remember that. I've seen it 1,000 times.
Because that's what they say. They're like, we're coming out of light speed on the other side of the planet, and it'll take us like...
They never show it.
No, they never show it.
That's in Rogue One.
No, they never show it, but they talk about it.
In Rogue One, it comes out of light speed visually.
Because
that makes sense. Because I was picturing something, I'm like, that wasn't this movie.
Yeah, because that's how they get there, because it ends up on the other side of the planet, and that's how in the
Rebel... Who the fuck is driving the Death Star, by the way? Where is the windshield? Who's driving this thing?
Also,
is it the guy with the clam head or the oyster shell head? Those guys?
Also, if this thing can move, right? Because I always thought that the point of the Death Star was like, we're going to put it in orbit.
It's a planet.
It's a small planet that is just going to be in orbit around something we want to protect.
It's a space station, not a spaceship.
Right. But no, it's both.
And who the But who's driving?
Yeah. There's somebody that's got his Death Star license.
Yeah.
So, Steve.
Steve.
Steve is our Death Star pilot.
Steve's the Wednesday Death Star pilot.
Yeah.
He's got Saturdays off. He's got the kids that weekend.
Yeah. But
what the fuck?
Yeah. And so then, but they come out. Whoever was driving was clearly the secondary driver because he brought him out of light speed. On the wrong side of the planet. And he's just like, we came out of light speed too soon. Oh, no, that's another movie. That's the sequel.
That's the sequel.
But, yeah, they come out of light speed, and that's where on the very, very sophisticated glass of the Death Star, like, coming around the other planet. And it's just like, oh, we got 20 minutes to fucking blow this thing up, or we're all fucked.
Oh, God damn it. I wish we had Steve here. I guess smoke him if you got him.
Yeah.
We got some time to wait.
Yeah, so they're orbiting around.
Meanwhile, Peter Cushing is standing like, this will be our finest achievement.
Yes, I fucked over that other guy that died on that planet.
Yep, totally.
Like literally 2 days ago. Because with Rogue One, all of this took place in a week. You're like,
oh my God.
We finished building this thing, tested it on two planets, and I took all the credit.
I took all the credit, and we're about to die.
And we're about to die. So,
My God.
So here we go.
Here we go. We're dogfighting.
Dogfighting. Very, very cool. Very, very well done.
Again, a great example of positives coming out of the special editions.
Yeah, because
the detail they put into these, you can see into the cockpits.
Yep.
The exhaust ports, the lasers, the fact that there's more fighters.
Yeah, right. You're digitally adding more. It looks like it's a mad scramble,
not like
five people show
four farmers and a couple of cap guns going after the Death Star.
Yeah, right.
You know?
And an entire space station.
But back then they had to make models, and that's a pain in the balls.
That is a pain in the balls.
I remember I made one Batmobile model. It took me 2 years.
No, it's too bad.
And they needed a bunch of these things.
Yeah, right. And so
that's why I wasn't hired on this movie.
Finally, you get the awesome trench sequence.
Yes.
And everybody's getting fucked except for Luke.
Goddamn Porkins. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
And also, they're calling all these guys by their fucking code names. Like, fucking Red One, Gold Five,
right.
Porkins.
Yeah, right.
The one dude called out by name that's not Biggs and Luke talking to each other because, I don't know, they're weird.
Yeah.
But Porkins.
Yeah.
Why is it gonna, why are you gonna, I mean, he was going for a joke.
He was.
And it was just like, really?
Yeah.
In the middle of this epic dogfight, you're gonna just shoehorn a fat joke in.
Yeah, of course.
Porkins.
So Darth Vader.
Why couldn't we get some Porkins in Rogue One? That would have been.
We did.
Did we get Porkins?
Yeah. We got a bunch of them.
We got like two of the pilots. One was the, and it was, I think it was just the leaders.
Maybe.
It was the gold leader and red leader, and they were outtakes. I don't think we got a Porkins in
there.
Maybe. Because I think at this point we realized Porkins was only there for comic relief.
Probably.
And to die.
But, so it comes down to Luke, and he's on a breakaway.
Why'd Vader have to go out on his own? I mean, granted, because he would have died if he didn't, but.
That's basically plot convenience. It's basically plot convenience because Han Solo shows up to save the day, the real hero of the rebellion.
Let's be honest. Chewie's shooting.
Yeah, Chewie is shooting. Han's driving.
This goes back into the Chewie not getting a medal bit.
It's also really weird that there is no steering wheel in the Millennium Falcon.
I don't know how they drive it.
Yeah.
There's those four. And it's actually, okay, so funnily enough, there's a whole bunch of documentaries on the Blu-ray, and there's been many, 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 and there's outtakes. And there's an outtake of Harrison Ford sitting in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon, foot up on the console, smoking a cigarette, and he goes, "So how do you drive this thing?" It's hilarious because the only time I've ever seen it referenced was in a Saturday Night Live fake audition thing where Norm MacDonald was auditioning as Burt Reynolds.
Oh, great.
And he's literally sitting there and he's like, "So what kind of car does this guy drive?" And I'm like, he's referencing that fucking outtake.
Yo, yeah.
I understand it's Burt Reynolds and Smokey and the Bandit and he was a car guy.
Right.
But come on. Well, there's literally an outtake of Harrison Ford asking how you drive this fucking thing.
Well, it's also funny because they forgot to put the steering wheel in.
Oh, is that right?
That's it. They forgot to put this.
Fucking hilarious.
And they just,
George Lucas, you're terrible.
They just didn't put a steering wheel in.
Because there's like those four controls that I never understood how light speed worked either, because it's always like he needs Chewie to do the light speed with him. It's like a tandem effort.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like you gotta pull these. It looks like fucking chopsticks to me.
It does.
It's shit weird. Looks exhausting to do.
Oh, absolutely.
But anyway, he figured it out.
And so they shoot the TIE fighter next to Darth Vader, and basically they play bumper boats as like that thing goes flying off into space.
Yeah, Vader is just orbiting at this point.
Yeah, and Luke is clear to blow this thing and go home.
I saved the day, kid. Now shoot that thing and let's get the fuck out of here. Lando's got some hose. Yeah. I mean, basically.
Yeah, right. We're going to go to that weird mining town in space.
I know a guy. Don't worry about it. You'll be set up. We got some plenty of credits.
Yeah, we got plenty of credits, bro.
So
we're going to Space Vegas.
So, Luke, we also realized that Ben's talking to him, Obi-Wan's talking to him the whole time.
Don't use the targeting system.
No. Those old Rebellion ships, they suck. Turn that targeting shit off. Just guess.
Yeah, force it.
Look, that's what we're doing here.
Luke
doesn't have enough experience with the Force. He's guessing.
Yeah, right.
He's hearing voices.
You got lucky.
He's just... Yeah.
The pressure is getting to him.
I'm just going to take a deep breath, close my eyes, and fucking hope.
Yeah.
Ba-tew!
And in and down it goes.
Smart weapons.
Smart weapons, baby. And that son of a bitch blows up with enough time for those two assholes to get the hell out of there.
I know, right? Like, he would literally have to shoot and pull the fuck out and hope it goes in.
Yeah.
Because if it misses, you got to reboot and
do
the whole thing
again.
Well,
that's what happened earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody comes in, shoots it, and it didn't
go in. He was all confident. Hits away! And it's like, dude, you didn't pull out. You're going to die.
Yeah, right.
Because he kept going. Yeah, he was congratulating himself, patting himself on the back. He's just like, yeah, baby! Oh, shit, I missed.
I missed. Damn it.
And now I'm dead.
So
literally, Han Solo and Luke Skywalker and maybe one other X-Wing are the only ones that live.
Yeah.
Everyone dies. Biggs dies.
Yeah, everybody dies.
The other guys die since Porkins died. Red 5 died. Oh, no, that was Luke. Gold Leader died.
Red Leader died.
Oh, rest in peace, Gold Leader.
Yeah, we all missed you.
Fuck Gold Leader.
Yeah.
Braggart.
Yeah. Why you gotta be shiny like gold? What about Silver Leader?
So we get back.
Yep.
And
everybody's high-fiving and it's like the Wizard of Oz.
It really is, and it's very odd knowing how much death just occurred.
Right.
Like, they're guys. Not like, oh, cool, we killed the Empire. No, like, some of you should... Luke, your best friend in the whole world, Biggs, who right. you grew up with, who you were shooting Womp Rats with,
right.
just fucking died.
And you're high-fiving
you
like
couldn't
you just
be happier.
You are high-fiving like you just won the state championship football game.
Couldn't be happier. Your droid is all fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, R2 is blown to shit.
Yeah, everybody.
And they're just like, ha, he's gonna be cool. Let's go have a party. Where's Lando?
Yeah, let's hang out and get a medal or something.
And yeah, like, they just don't care that, like, a bunch of their own people are dead.
Right. Oh, it's because it's not a war. At least they don't feel that way.
Because we need a happy ending.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, Jesus Christ, man. They won in Force Awakens, and they were more upset because Han Solo died.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, we blew up that Death Star, but at least their emotions were in the right place.
Yeah, right.
Like, Biggs is dead, dude.
Yeah, Biggs is
and
dead.
There was a long deleted scene of him and Biggs, like, hugging it out before the fucking battle and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, when he showed up. And
yeah. He's like, oh, this is like back home. Yeah, man, this is fucking great. You're going to be up there. I'm going to be up there. We're going to be shooting fucking shit. Dead.
Dead. Your friend is
dead.
Your friend is dead.
Fucking dead. And you're fucking smiling like an asshole.
Yeah, dummy.
You can be happy without being like an asshole about it.
And then
you can mourn and be happy.
And then it's implied that the Empire is like done. Right? Because well,
there wasn't a fucking follow up at this point.
Because like we have like an epic medal ceremony. Like you just rescued the galaxy.
It really is. It was a bit excessive.
It was a bit
and in
excessive.
The special editions they added a bunch of people to even make it more excessive.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you gave two dudes a medal.
Right. And then that's it.
I'll remind you again.
Not Chewie.
That wasn't it. There was another X-Wing flying home with them.
That's right.
That never got a fucking medal. Look, I would understand if it was just Luke.
Yeah, right.
Hey, man, you got the top score at skee-ball, bro. Here's your medal.
Yeah, right.
But Han just fucking shot a fucking TIE fighter that ricocheted into Darth Vader. That's all he did.
Yeah, right.
And he was presented like the king of the castle.
Yes, of course.
And there was an X-Wing that came back with him.
Yeah, so that guy was there.
That guy was just kind of hanging out in a crowd, be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, right.
I actually was like doing a lot of stuff.
Like, I shot a bunch of stuff.
I didn't show up for the last 5 seconds of the fucking fight. I was there.
Yeah.
This asshole took your money and then showed up late.
Yeah, right.
Fuck him. Yeah. And fuck his dog. I don't even want to give him a medal.
Yeah, why do you get a medal?
Chewie not getting a medal.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Loss will say because he's a Mexican.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I would say it's because mythology is that the Wookiees are too proud people to accept these accolades.
Okay.
At least that's what my brother told me yesterday. We were trying to, I was trying to get something out of
sure,
him.
Sure, sure.
He reads all the poop shooters and all that stuff. So yeah, I'm just like, sure. What the fuck? He's like, I read somewhere that Wookiees don't accept medals or accolades or stuff like that. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go with that shit. Because the Mexican thing is just way too racist.
Yeah, it's way too racist.
Anyway.
There aren't any space Mexicans.
And that's it.
Yeah. That's the end of the movie.
Fucking roll credits.
Yeah. Chewie, roar, and we're out of here.
And of course, you know, here's the other thing. And this is going to dive into the sequels and the Solo movie and stuff. Those goddamn dice didn't show up till Empire. I mean, yeah. They weren't in the cockpit.
No, they weren't.
They just weren't there. And this medal shows up in now the trailer for Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, and it hasn't been in anything.
Hasn't been in anything. Like, how did he hang on? Who hung on to it?
Right.
Whose is it? I mean, if it's Han Solo's, maybe, because they were together. That would make some sense, but how did she get Luke's?
Yeah,
because
right.
He looks like he abandoned everything.
Oh yeah,
I mean he tossed the goddamn lightsaber the second he got it. There's a pit of fucking eBay items down at the bottom of that goddamn shit.
Well, he turns into a full blown Jedi in Return of the Jedi,
right?
And so he got rid of all of his shit before.
Must have. I mean, where was he living?
Right.
Where was he hanging his hat?
Oh, who knows?
Probably back on Tatooine because you know. That's what you
Skywalkers.
Do.
Skywalkers.
Skywalkers and Tatooine.
Yeah.
They love to die there.
Yeah, they do, I guess.
Anyway, yeah. I mean, I love this movie.
I do, too.
I mean, as a kid, one of my earliest movie memories is Star Wars. There was a couple summers where it was just playing on TV all the time. This was before there was 900 fucking channels.
Yeah, right.
But I remember vividly one summer in particular, like, we'd go down to the beach, the whole family.
Right.
And, like, every day we'd come back, it'd be on TV.
Yeah.
And that was just kind of how I watched it. And yeah, I mean, it's one of those movies that for people of a certain age will always have a fondness for.
Of course.
Yeah, and but man, did Lucas fuck it up?
Oh yeah, yeah. Yes.
I mean, that's the funniest part about the prequels. Everybody bitches and moans about them, but it's like, yeah, well, that's George Lucas. I mean, it wasn't hard for us to nitpick and pull apart this movie.
No.
I mean, we could probably do it with Empire, but a lot of it's probably going to go back to fucking George Lucas.
Right.
Because Empire is a far more superior movie.
It is.
Because it was made by somebody else.
Right.
Even Jedi was made by somebody else.
Yeah.
For all its faults.
Right.
You know, it was made by somebody else. And then all of a sudden he took the reins and was like, I'm going to make all three prequels.
I don't know about that, man.
I don't know, man. You got a good 45 minutes out of three movies.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And they tried to do it again with these sequels. And Jesus, man, J.J. Abrams just did the right thing.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Anyway, I didn't mind Last Jedi, but
the problems I have with Last Jedi, and I'm pretty sure I talked about it when we talked about it, apparently.
In the archives. It is.
Is that you introduced a bunch of new concepts, and that's what's annoying.
Like what?
Fuel. Intergalactic space fuel.
Oh, yeah.
So the entire movie hinges on something that we haven't talked about at all through seven movies to this point. And so it's really annoying to introduce intergalactic space fuel now, right? Because the problem is we've done the hyperdrive thing.
Yeah.
We did it in episode one, right? Because that's how the Naboo ship.
Did they ever say in the original trilogy we have to refuel?
No, I don't think so.
I'm trying to think of,
because
it might have happened on Empire at some point.
No, because the problem with the Falcon in Empire was
the hyperdrive.
The hyperdrive.
Fuck. Yeah, you're right.
The hyperdrive was always the problem.
Okay.
Right? And so the problem.
So why couldn't the hyperdrive just be
it
broken?
It should have just been the hyperdrive again.
Ah, see, he was thinking too much.
Right. And so it was trying to not be Empire.
See, that's a quality nitpick right there.
Right.
Everybody's all bitching about Leia Mary Poppinsing her ass over there,
yeah.
But you don't know how the Force works.
Yeah,
you're
whatever.
Not a fucking Jedi.
Yeah, whatever.
It's magic.
Whatever. That gives
fuel. That's a better nitpick.
That's the nitpick. The nitpick
I
is
nothing to come back on that with.
The nitpick is the fuel thing. You have seven movies, and you're now introducing
and not one gas station.
Right. Right. And it's like you just that's never
Spaceballs. That's where the refuel line came from.
Yes.
He took enough to refuel. Yeah, that's where it was.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But that's the thing. Is
Spaceballs.
We never talked about that, and it's never been a point. Like, everybody's had enough gas to get wherever they needed to go.
Right.
But the hyperdrive has been the problem, so it's always been a...
And the hyperdrive's motivator.
Right.
It had bad motivation.
It had bad motivation.
Hyperdrive was just lazy.
Yes.
Apparently.
But that's what...
That makes sense.
And the problem with them getting off the ship and back on the ship was tough.
Mm.
Because you basically took the plot of Battlestar Galactica, where...
You lost me there. I mean, I know it's a thing. I've never watched
so
it.
So that was basically the plot of Battlestar Galactica, was
okay.
Like, hey, we are being chased by this evil Cylon race, and they're going to murder us, and
yep.
we have enough fuel and, like... ability to jump to light speed to like always be a step ahead of them.
Okay.
And it was basically this plot of Battlestar Galactica. And it's like, oh, so you have just enough fuel to stay out of their range of their like missiles or whatever.
Oh, you're talking Jedi again.
I'm talking Last Jedi.
Last Jedi. Okay. I thought you were still talking Battlestar Galactica. I'm like, God damn, that's really accurate.
Yeah, no, it's basically the same
thing. Is that
thing.
The same thing? Okay.
It's basically All the right. same thing. All and right. so it's just like, man, guys,
look,
like,
Last Jedi could have been fixed if fucking Laura Dern just told everybody her plan.
Right. Right.
Hey, I got a plan.
Right.
Chill the fuck out.
Right.
We wouldn't have gone to the casino. We wouldn't have.
Yeah.
All would be right with the world.
Yep.
Look, you guys get off. I'm gonna kamikaze my ass into this thing. All good.
That's my biggest pet peeve in television shows and movies.
Which I think we probably covered in our Last Jedi thing, which is just
probably.
Rehashing now. In the archives.
In
which
the
is,
archives.
Which
but
is
it's my crap. Biggest pet peeve in movies and television, where the entire conflict of the movie can be solved if somebody just has a normal conversation with somebody.
Why can't we just talk to each other?
You know what I mean? Because
communication is key.
Because it's like, what does not telling everybody your plan.
What does it benefit?
Benefit.
What does it benefit?
It doesn't benefit anything.
It just makes you a dick.
Right.
Who's a control freak.
Right.
You just don't want anybody's opinion, so you're going to be an asshole about it.
Right.
Yeah, I guess we can all relate to that.
I guess.
Anyway, that's that movie show. That's
Star Wars.
Episode 4, New Hope. I still call it Star Wars. I'm sorry.
It's Star Wars.
It is Star Wars. Yeah. Coming up next week, one of your favorites. You've been waiting for this one
I've been waiting for this for forever.
I mean, there's like two movies that you've been saying off air a lot to cover. Both of them happen to be Keanu Reeves. One of them is Bill and Ted. The other one is John Wick.
Yes.
John Wick 3 is coming out, so we're going to be covering the original John Wick.
Did you hear about the cool experience in New York?
You briefly told me, and I got a little confused, so why don't you tell everybody?
So, for the release of John Wick 3, Chapter 3, Parabellum.
That's a terrible word.
Yeah, I don't know why. We'll see why that means anything. But anyway,
see how I pronounce that
there
shit.
For like promotional, you can stay at the Continental, mm-hmm. the hotel that is in, or the chain of hotels that are prominently featured in the John Wick films.
The Assassin Hotels. Okay. Are they actually called the Continental?
They're called the Continental.
I've only watched it once. It was on a plane.
Yeah, so it's called the Continental.
Because there's an actual chain of hotels called Continental Hotels.
Correct.
Are they doing it?
I don't. They would be dumb not to, but I don't know who actually is. But it's like it's an experience that you get to stay at the Continental as like an experience to for
in
John
New York
Wick,
City.
In New York City for John Wick 3.
So it could be kind of like what Disney is doing with the Star Wars hotel.
Yes, except more murdery.
Well, you say that.
But you can't murder each other in a hotel.
We haven't experienced it yet.
It's true.
There could be some stormtrooper murders.
I hope so.
I will see fucking murders. Anyway, we're doing John Wick next week right here on That Movie Show. Be sure to subscribe to New Age Insiders Pop on all podcasting apps. Tell your friends to subscribe to New Age Insiders Pop on all podcasting apps so you will get That Movie Show every single week. We also do a radio show. It is That Movie Show on North Shore 104.9 presented by Showcase Cinemas every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on their app or on NorthShore1049.com. It's a half-hour show where we cover the current events of movie news. Mike Went, Liam Stryker, social media, at Mike Went, at Liam NAI, hashtag That Movie Show. And by all means, like we always say, we got most of the summer planned out, but you can always suggest stuff because bonus episodes are a thing, and we're going to have quite a few this summer.
Yes.
Some big movies coming out that we're going to have to cover in addition to covering other stuff.
Correct.
All right. Anything else?
No. All right.
See you later.
Bye-bye.